Hello, welcome to A Quiet Life. I'm Ruth, your host. It's so good to have you with me. This week, I had a chat to Scotty about routine, and the reason why is because last time when I talked to Scotty, he was like, oh, I'd really like to talk about routine. So I had to take that home and think about it for a while. What was I going to say? And do a bit of research and a bit of reading and things like that, which has made me think this week that if you have an idea of something you would like me to take to pieces or have a bit of a rant about, as I do on A Quiet Life, I would love to hear from you. So if you could email me at ruth@ruthamos.com.au or find me on Facebook, Ruth Amos Author, or tweet me at A Quiet Life Blog. I'd love to hear your ideas for what I should talk about. I guess I always thought, you know, that at some point I was going to run out of topics and have to redo some or something. And here we are at episode 90, and I know that, you know, more than half of those are interviews with other people, which is very, very cool. If you haven't heard earlier sessions of my podcast, you can find them on the website on ruthamos.com.au, or you can find them under A Quiet Life in your podcatcher. Anyway, this is turning into a really big ad for me, but there's some fantastic interviews with amazing people that I did when I first started this podcast. But now that I'm talking about organisational bits and pieces and life hacks and I don't know what you would call it, if you have an idea of something you would like me to research and take apart and think about and rant about here on A Quiet Life, I would love to hear from you. So drop me a line and let me know what it is you'd like me to talk about. Anyway, what Scotty wanted me to talk about was routine. So let's have a listen to what we talked about, and then, as always, I'll take it apart a bit afterwards. Okay, so this would normally be the bit where I give you the interview from Scotty, but sad story, technical issues, and it got lost. So we've spent the last 2 weeks looking for it and haven't been able to find it, which is why, one, this podcast is out a bit later than usual, and two, you don't get an interview with Scotty. So I thought I'd just interrupt and let you know that. But after I talked to Scotty last week and before I found that the recording of our chat was missing, I had already recorded my podcast for the week and I thought, you know what, I like what I had to say. It might be helpful to you too. So instead of an interview with Scotty, you get my little interruption here, and now you can listen a bit more to what I have to say about routine. So it's an interesting time of the year to talk about routine at the moment because it is school holidays. And because Moz is a teacher, he's got holidays at the moment and he's doing all kinds of interesting things, crafts and going four-wheel driving and visiting family and doing all kinds of things. My life is completely out of routine. I'm in a strange place. So this week I have been still working, but as well as working, I've been doing interesting, fun things with Moz, like going shopping for birthday gifts for our son-in-law, or, you know, just taking a morning a little bit more slowly and having a nice breakfast, or, you know, it's just slightly wacky, slightly out of routine. My normal weekly routine is gone. And that's an interesting thing that I found as I was thinking about this word routine, is we have, as I said to Scotty, we have our own circadian rhythms that work well with our bodies, but the whole year has a rhythm to it. And for me, that rhythm is defined by school holiday. So we have 10 weeks on, we have 2 weeks off. And those 10 weeks, Moz is getting up and going to work, and I get up and go to work in my own home, in my own office. And then in those 2 weeks, although I may still be officially working, it's just a completely different feel to the house. And it's nice to have that difference and that change up and things. So I was thinking about the rhythms of life and the routines we have. And I thought, well, life has quite some interesting rhythms. Like, we have a whole annual rhythm to our life where we have the summer, which here in Tasmania, summer is long, long days with the sun up until 9:30 at night. And then the winter, we have short days. It's cold. We feel like hibernating. We feel like just staying inside and not doing anything at all. So in the summer, you get home from work, or I finish up work, and then I think, oh, well, what could I do? I could go weed the garden, or I could go for a walk along the beach or whatever. And you just feel much more active and with it and whatever. And then in the winter, you just feel like not getting out of bed until 8 o'clock. Actually, it's funny here because of the way the sun rises over the hill. If in the middle of winter, if the sun has risen, that means Moz is late for work and we've got to get moving. So the whole year has that rhythm to it. And as I said, I have the school days on, holidays off sort of rhythm as well. But I'm sure that no matter what part of your life there is, there's rhythms. And another thing that's beautiful about rhythm of life, if you belong to a more Orthodox church like the Anglican Church or the Catholic Church, is that you have that church calendar as well. So you have the Christmas, Advent sort of time, that 4 weeks leading up to Christmas. You have the Lent, 4 weeks, 6 weeks leading up to Easter. You have the specific holidays and holy days and celebration days, and then other days that are just normal time. And so you have that rhythm built into the year, and I love that sort of rhythm. Then I thought about you could have a quarterly rhythm. So what Moz and I have been trying to do this year as part of my year of order, if you remember year of order from the beginning of the year, is to every 3 months sit down and think about what we're going to do in that 3 months. So we want to have an adventure weekend at least once in 3 months. We want to have a sit together at church Sunday at least once in 3 months. Well, we probably want to try and do that once a month. And, you know, different things in the quarter or in the monthly scheme of things that you can have that rhythm to your life and that routine. And then, of course, comes down to your weekly routine. And one of the things that I harp on a lot in this podcast is the importance of having a day of rest each week, a Sabbath, just a weekly time where you stop and realize that the world doesn't need you to keep working in order to keep revolving, and that you can rest and relax and rejuvenate and pull yourself together. And I've been reading a fantastic book called Space Maker by Daniel Sim, I think. Space Maker. That's the title to remember to put into your search bar. But he's seriously discusses the idea of using that day off a week to be a digital detox day, so a no screens day or a limited screens day. So that's an interesting idea that I just drop in. I'm not there, so it's just an idea at the moment. It's not something that I can recommend because it's not something I've tried, but that idea. So that weekly idea, another thing, routine or rhythm that happens to in our week or in a fortnightly basis, is that we have dinners with family. So our son and daughter-in-law come for dinner once a week, which is a family tradition that has been going since I went to my grandmother's place once a week as a kid. And we've just kept that going through the generations, which is really, really nice. So that's great. And we catch up once a week. And my parents come once a fortnight. We have our small group at church once a fortnight. So there are things that happen routinely or in a rhythm, in that weekly rhythm. And then we've got the daily rhythm. So when I'm thinking about daily routines and whatever, I'm thinking about your morning routine. You don't want to get up every morning, and I've talked with Scotty about this before, you don't want to get up in the morning and think, right, now what am I going to do first? Shall I shower first, or shall I clean my teeth first, or would breakfast before cleaning teeth be a good idea, or whatever. I think all of us just fall into a natural rhythm of what we're going to do when we wake up in the morning. So all of this is dependent on the season that you are in life and all that kind of thing. But this rhythm and routine, it's the way that we work. And it's the way we're made, I think. But as my dad said, the important thing is to have routine be your servant and not your master. So one of the traps you can fall into is you can say, well, but okay, so we have dinner with Caleb and Michaela every Thursday night. Now, in the last week, they had a camp starting on Friday morning, and that was a problem because they wanted to be down at the campsite Thursday night, but we had dinner with them Thursday night. Now, if we were really strict about routine, we would have said, no, well, Thursday night's the night you have dinner with us. But that's ridiculous. Of course, we don't want to do that. So instead, we said, sure, no worries. We won't see you this week. You go off and do camp and enjoy yourself, and we will just have time off and just hold it really loosely and lightly. You know, it's nice to have that rhythm of what's happening in the week, but it's your servant, not your master. So that's one way, you know, yeah, as I said to Scotty, I think Tuesdays are pastor night and therefore we must have pastor on Tuesdays. No. No. And as life happens and you might find that you're super busy, then go get takeaway on the night that's not takeaway night. Do what you need to do to get through. But having a general undergirding of routine as your servant helps you feel safe and helps you know where your week's going and what you're doing as a general thing. Another way that we can make routine our master instead of our servant is to pack it too full of stuff. So have too much on as a regular thing, have too many things that you need to go to, too many things you need to do, too many things that you're trying to pack into your day. And that makes it feel like your master rather than your servant as well. So don't squash your routine too full of things. So yeah, let's make sure that this routine or rhythm that we're building up in our lives is our servant rather than our master. But I think it's a good idea to be intentional about having that rhythm in your life and to take the time to think about it, because you're going to fall into a routine anyway. It's going to happen whether you like it or not. People who talk about menu plans, okay, so menu planning is something that I'm just falling back into again. And the reason why I haven't done it is just because it's actually hard work and it's not something I want to do on a Sunday afternoon. But delayed gratification and all that, I'm finding that if I menu plan on Sunday and go shopping on Sunday, again, this may be sound sacrilegious to you, but my Sabbath is not Sunday. So that's why I'm doing these kind of jobs. But yeah, if I do that, then that means I don't have to go shopping for the rest of the week and I know what food I've got in my fridge and everything, and I'm finding it quite helpful at the moment. So people who are advocates of menu plans, they say, oh, one of the big complaints about it is that it's going to be boring if you plan your menu ahead of time and if you do the cycle through of the menu plan, you know, 6 weeks worth of menu plan or whatever. But the thing is that when you look at what you're eating, you're generally going to follow some sort of routine anyway. It's just something we fall into. You don't plan to have Friday night as takeaway night, but every Friday you feel tired and you feel like getting takeaway, so you do. You don't plan to have spag bog every Tuesday night. That's spaghetti bolognese if you don't understand the shorthand I'm using there, but you do anyway. You just fall into it. It's just something that you do. So we're going to end up with routines, and I think we want them to be healthful and healthy routines, and so we need to be a bit intentional about what they are. So if you can take a little bit of time out to think about what you would like your routine to be and how you could have a routine every week, every quarter, or every year that helps you achieve the goals that you're aiming to achieve or helps you live the life that you're wanting to live, if you're intentional about that, then yeah, holding it loosely and all, but you actually are building in a foundation block to your life. And whether you think that's going to be boring or not doesn't really matter, because you're going to do it anyway. I don't think there's many people who live completely spontaneous lives. So I encourage you to put a little bit of thought into what your regular routine is going to be. I think that we live in an always on, you know, entertain me kind of world. And having a little bit of regularity and boredom, if you will, is actually good for us. It actually makes sense in the way that we are just made and the way that we think and the way that our emotions work, and helps us to regulate our lives and to make good stuff out of our lives. And I want to squeeze in a couple of quotes here that I really like about routines. So if you'll excuse me reading other people's work, but I just love them, especially when I'm thinking about the idea of being a creative person and not wanting a routine because you're a creative person. I gave a bit of the quote to Scotty, but I want to give the rest of it to you. I read a lot of these things because I'm a writer, and people who are writers tend to think they're creative people and therefore they don't need routine. But people who are successful writers have a different take on it. And so let's hear the quote, the full quote from Stephen King about his muse. So he says, "Don't wait for the muse. As I've said, he's a hard-headed guy who's not susceptible to a lot of creative fluttering." I think Stephen King's idea of a muse is this little Irish red-headed guy with a big cigar who sits at the back of your chair and bashes you on the head. Anyway, "This isn't the Ouija board or the spirit world we're talking about here," says Stephen King, "but just another job like laying pipe or driving long-haul trucks. Your job is to make sure the muse knows where you're going to be every day from 9 till noon or 7 till 3. If he does know, I assure you that sooner or later he'll start showing up." So that's Stephen King's take on the muse, you know, because you often think, oh, well, I'm a creative person. I like music, or I'm an artist, or I'm a writer or whatever. And I can only be creative when the muse hits. I can only be creative, you know, when I feel creative and then it'll all pour out of me and I'll make a masterpiece. But what Stephen King is saying, and what a lot of other authors are saying too, is that if you sit down at a particular time to write, actually what happens is your brain knows that that time and place is the writing time and place, and it'll kick in easier and you'll get into a state of flow easier and you'll get more writing done or more creative work of whatever kind it is. So there's that about the muse. And the other very famous quote about schedules by a writer is by Annie Dillard. And she has written this quote, which I just love and you'll hear everywhere, but I'm going to tell you it again. How we spend our days is, of course, how we spend our lives. What we do with this hour and that one is what we are doing. A schedule defends from chaos and whim. It is a net for catching days. It is a scaffolding on which a worker can stand and labour with both hands at sections of time. A schedule is a mock-up of reason and order, willed, faked, and so brought into being. It is a peace and a haven set into the wreck of time. It is a lifeboat on which you find yourself decades later, still living. So you can see that this, you know, this has got all my favourite things, peace and haven and working, defending from chaos and whim, bringing order into your life. I love it. So that's why I think that being intentional about your schedule, intentional about thinking about what you want to do with every hour of the day, what you want to do with your time, is important. And if you put in that intention, then you will have a rhythm that you live by and it will help build things into your life. So finally, what do we want to build into our life with this routine, with this scaffolding, this schedule? Here's some things that I think are really, really important things for your mental health. And I got this from my psychologist and I think she's wonderful. Things that it's important to make time for in the rhythm of your life. So here we go. There's five things. One is exercise. It's important to make time for exercise. Half hour a day of a blood pumping exercise will make you feel immeasurably better once you get over the hump of feeling disgustingly horrible, which will happen for probably the first 3 months. I'm here to tell you it's worth it. Build time into your day for some good, solid, sweaty, blood pumping exercise. Eating healthy food. It's important to have time in your schedule to eat good food. If you are running from thing to thing on a bag of chips, you are going to feel disgusting mentally and physically. So building into your schedule time to prepare and eat healthy food, good plan. Sleep. Yes, we love sleep. A good amount of sleep. And, you know, all the science says 7 to 8 hours a night is a good idea. So making the time to turn off your screens an hour before bedtime, to make sure that, you know, you're resting and calming down and that you are in bed for a good long time so that you get the chance to just sleep beautifully and wake up refreshed. It is possible. Make time for sleep in your schedule. Social connection. Yes, I am an introvert. Yes, I need social connection. And one of the things we've been doing lately has been to have dinners with friends and put those in to our rhythm as well. I need time to recover after I have social connection. But there's just so much joy in a night spent laughing with people, and it's just been wonderful. So make sure that there's time for connection with your family, with your friends. I would highly recommend going to church and going to a small group and just having those social connections with people, things that make us happy and healthy. And finally, time to switch off and relax. Just so important to have time in the evenings to switch off, or time during the day, or that one day off a week where you actually switch off. And yes, as Daniel Sim would recommend, switch off your screens and really disconnect from that always on feeling and just completely relax by going for a walk, doing a puzzle, riding a bike, however it is that you switch off and relax, reading a book, highly, highly recommended. But yeah, so those five things are important things to make time for when you're thinking about your own routine and the rhythm of your life. Exercise, healthy food, sleep, social connection, and time to switch off and relax. So having a routine, having a rhythm to your life gives you boundaries and make you feel safe. But in those safe boundaries, then your creativity can really flourish and you can do those creative things and be that creative person that I know you are. And you may think you're not a creative person, but I believe everyone is creative. And I also believe that everyone needs some lightly held routine that is their servant that can help them to live the life that they are meant to live and help them to flourish and have heaps and heaps of joy. So that's my lovely rant about routine. If you would like me to rant about something in particular, as I said in the introduction, please let me know. Email me ruth@ruthamos.com.au or find me on Facebook at Ruth Amos Author or Twitter at A Quiet Life Blog. I am there more than maybe I should be. I'll hear you if you call out. I would love to know what you would like me to rant about. And I will chat to you again next time.